I interviewed him last time I worked here. I interviewed him, and he's quite a guy. We start arguing about stuff and yelling back and forth at each other about, drugs and stuff. Well, during a commercial, after we'd yell at each other for like 15 minutes, we take a commercial break, and he says, "We're giving him a hell of a good show, aren't we?" So he's he's a pretty cool guy.
Oh, he toured, I think, back then with Gordon Liddy on the lecture circuit. They were lecturing together at colleges. That must have been crazy.
Well, he has a new idea for people going on vacations. It was on Eyewitness News last night. If you watched Angela and Stan Miller, it's called virtual reality vacations. And Kenny, maybe you could explain this better than me, because it's just like a bunch of computer screens, basically. Is that the deal? Creating an environment to make you think you're somewhere else. It wouldn't do much for me because it's all like a visual thing. So he's going to have to work on the other senses to really get me involved.
It's like computer LSD, from what I can understand. Instead of taking the drug or whatever to expand or drop out or whatever the saying may be, they do it over the computer.
Yeah.
And they control your visual senses completely so that you actually think you're in this different environment.
You think you're in Hawaii, or you think you're in Switzerland or somewhere.
So geeks can trip too now.
Yeah, so, but he's going to have to work on the other four senses so I get some kind of appreciation of this deal.
It kind of leaves you out.
I feel discriminated against by the good doctor. I want to taste it and smell it and touch it.
And I guess the worst part about it is no one under 5'9 can even get into one of these deals.
Here we go. Timothy Leary, the one-time LSD guru who became the 1960s most famous adventurer in chemicals, has a new sort of mind-altering trip in mind these days. But it's not a journey that will require you to drop acid and drop out. Instead, you will have to plug in, because Leary's latest interest is so-called virtual reality, a computer-simulated experience he believes could transform the way most of us live and travel.
And he thinks this is going to be really popular. I don't know.
I do like the idea. I think it'd be worth trying once or twice.
Well, now you, Tommy, of course, living in a dumpster, you probably don't take many vacations. When you take a vacation, if you really want to go high finance, do you ever get like a Motel 6 maybe, or some kind of a low-budget motel room, just to be like it within four walls instead of a dumpster? Or do you just stay in the dumpster?
No, never been out of that dumpster as far as vacationing goes, which is why this is so attractive to me, the idea of being able to stay in my dumpster, look into something like this and see, well, I could be anywhere. I could be in a home. My virtual reality could be that it's an actual home, much like yours, Don, where I look around and see a nice living room, dining room, kitchen, dinette set.
But how do your parents feel about this?
The dumpster?
Yeah.
Well, when I was a young man, my dad said, the school of hard knocks ain't a bad way to go if that's the way you gotta go. And so I feel that I'm just fulfilling what he thought was probably a good education for me.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So virtual reality, it's going to be out there. It's going to be coming soon to a
7-Eleven near you.
Reality station near you.
As Leary sees it, virtual reality will one day make business travel all but obsolete, since people will be able to come together electronically to create what he calls telepresence.
Ooh.
This will be
telewoman, telepresence.
Yeah, right.
Now, there's a movie based on this idea out recently. Have you heard about that? Where a man and woman actually don this gear, this virtual reality gear, and they get intimate with one another from across the room just without getting near each other, because they just appear to
there
be
is,
doing...
There's
sounds
a real...
Like, sounds like phone sex to me.
it's more like television sex, actually.
Hmm.
You can see Anne here.
Well, we know phone sex ain't bad. Now, maybe this would certainly be safe sex, at least, right?
Yeah, that was, I think, one of the ideas they were pushing.
Well, you even have to wear a suit here. Listen to this. This will be possible because virtual reality's ability to create the sensation of being in another place through computerized manipulation of the senses. Special headsets, even body suits with electronic connections can be
used. Now, maybe he is thinking about blind guys like me, then.
Maybe.
If we got to wear a body suit,
yeah,
you can...
I do think it's more senses than visual, Don. I think there is feelings. There's a feeling.
I was going to sue. I was going to slap a discrimination lawsuit on that dude if he didn't start thinking of me. 19 minutes to 7. Weather today, showers and thunderstorms, still some heavy rainfalls possible this morning. Then clearing up a little bit throughout the course of the day with a high around 80 degrees. And then tonight, showers, thunderstorms are back with a low in the 60s. Severe thunderstorms are possible. Time now for Rush Limbaugh's morning commentary on the talk station.
So, rape is an occupational hazard, eh? Well, let's expand on that and see how we like it. Back in a moment.
This is Audi Watch. Audi 100 wins again.
The International Motorsports Association's decathlon of performance and control has ended with the Audi 100 V6, capturing the gold for best overall. Against a field of comparable models from Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Acura, Mazda, and Lexus, the Audi 100 had 5 first-place finishes. Given these results, the Audi 100 deserves the consideration of those who would own a world-class car. This is Amy O'Connor for Audi Watch.
Hey, Willard Scott here for Riopan Plus 2. You know, trying to choose an antacid is sort of like predicting the weather. You have to know the facts. Listen to Howard from San Diego.
Well, Willard, my doctor just put me on a sodium-free diet, so now when I get acid indigestion, I need an antacid that works without sodium.
Sounds to me like you could use Riopan Plus 2. It's sodium-free, and it starts to fight acid just as soon as it hits your stomach. Use only as directed. Just take it easy and get some Riopan Plus 2.
I told you folks that this was going to happen, and it did. 2 female prisoners of war in the Iraqi conflict were indeed sexually molested. The Pentagon didn't tell us this for a full year. Why? Because they knew that for whatever reason, our society wouldn't be comfortable knowing it. It's one of the good reasons, by the way, to keep women out of combat roles, but that's another story. The real focus here is that one of these women said, "I don't care. It's an occupational hazard. I knew going in that if I were taken prisoner, this might happen." Well, now, my friends, there's something very odd here. I think this is the manifestation of feminism gone amok. Because do you know the military conducts sessions to train men to be sensitive to women's feelings? Dirty jokes and unwelcome flirting are now punished as sexual harassment. But if a prisoner, woman prisoner, is violated, well, that's an occupational hazard. Now, here's what I don't understand, folks, and somebody help me out with this. Feminists, on the one hand, demand special protection against what U.S. GIs say or do, but demand the right to be naked and sexually molested by the enemy.
Are you unhappy with the rate of return you're receiving on your bank certificates of deposit? With interest rates at a 15-year low, you should be looking for better alternatives. Hi, this is Leanne Lenander of the Web Financial Group, hosts of KSTP Money Talk, inviting you to join me for my seminar, Your Guide to CD Alternatives. In my seminar, I will show you how to increase your income, minimize your risk, reduce taxes, and keep pace with the ever-increasing cost of living. Missing this seminar could be dangerous to your financial health. Be sure you attend. I'll look forward to seeing you at our offices across from the Southdale Shopping Center. Call 925-9261 now to reserve your place. Seating is limited, so call now. Securities are through Linsco Private Ledger.
The next seminars are Tuesday, June 16th at 2 p.m. and Wednesday, June 17th at 7 p.m. Call now for reservations. 925-9261. 925-9261.
When you're not afraid to say what you really think.
I saw you in a restaurant.
No, don't play that. Play the young lady.
It's AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, and I just wanted to mention this. A young lady named Chris called before 6 o'clock in the morning and said that she'd seen me in a restaurant. How did that go again, Kenny?
I saw you at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you're a good-looking guy.
Yeah, thank you very much.
She says that with such emotion.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just don't hear it that often, and so I'm playing the hell out of it. It's totally self-indulgent. I apologize totally as well. Completely apologize for being self-indulgent, but it just makes me feel good. You know, people like strokes. They just do. Joe, you're on the talk station.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for that rendition of the Ventures the other day.
Oh, no problem.
Or whatever, and also, you know, I wonder, are you actually a cousin of Pee Wee Herman?
Huh?
You may want to amplify in that statement, sir, so maybe we understand what you're talking about.
Well, in other words, should I talk louder? No, I'm just kidding you.
Okay. So with the Pee Wee Herman reference coming from?
What's Pardon? The punchline?
What's the punchline, sir?
Oh, the punchline is do you know why it's raining out today?
Sir, did you get any sleep last night at all?
Well, I tried to. Did you?
I didn't get much, but I'm not as bad as you are today.
I'm very well rested, sir, but the Pee Wee Herman reference, we're still trying to make heads or tails out of that one.
Okay, well, we're just wondering.
Okay.
One of your normal afternoon callers, or?
No, we...
bring him along with you?
No, I don't know where he came from. My normal afternoon callers...
They're usually not that dry.
Afternoon callers are fine. I don't know where we got this guy. Speaking of my normal afternoon show, or abnormal afternoon show, Joe Suchere is doing that.
I don't want to continue to rip on this guy, but his first line was, really appreciated that venture thing you did.
That's when I was singing Walk Don't Run. I made up lyrics.
Okay,
and I was singing
okay.
It. I think that's what he meant.
All right.
Although, who knows. But Joe is doing my show from 2 to 4, as I fill in all week in the morning show. I heard Joe yesterday. Boy, he was talking serious stuff, too. And he was, man, what a
Not
change.
Surprising.
What a change from what I do in the afternoon. He was good stuff. He was talking about the NEA. And
caller, you're on.
You're on. You're on. Hello.
Hey, speaking of Suchere and sports, I heard a rumor around this station down that before coming to radio here, you were a minor league umpire. Is that right?
Yes, I was, and got blind, of course, because of a line drive that hit me right in the temple.
Well, then maybe you can help me out.
I was at third base, and a big right-hand hitter was up, one of these big pull hitters, you know,
mm-hmm.
hits a shot right down third, and it was so fast, it just nailed me right in the head, and then the next morning I woke up and I was blind.
You're not bitter about it?
No, because I was doing what I liked. I was a minor league umpire, you know? Well, the only thing I'm bitter about is I think I could have been a major league umpire, but... wasn't to be, you know?
Well, then you should be able to help out with this glossary of umpire terms and what they mean.
All right. I think I can help you out with that, buddy.
Okay. I'm just, this is out of Newsweek. And these
is your
are...
your voice changing?
I don't know what the devil's going on.
Tommy Mischke's like, It's like voices cracking. I just wondered if you...
I just want you guys to know, you went to bed at 7 last night.
Yeah.
And Kenny, I understand, had an 8-hour nap. Okay. Mm-hmm. I went to bed at 11 p.m.
Well, for this morning show, buddy, you got to get more sleep than that.
I'm going to work on it. I'm new to this stuff.
Okay, umpire jargon, I can help you.
Okay, first term, rats.
Those are the players. We always used to call them rats when we'd convene in the clubhouse before the game. Say, well, hope the rats are nice to us today. It's a hot day.
Mm. How about he loves to dance? What does that mean?
Those are managers that like to argue and bicker all the time, you know. And I used to like to thumb them right out of the game myself.
This one could have all sorts of meanings. Working the stick?
Maybe that's what the guy meant by Pee Wee Herman's cousin or whatever he said.
That's what Don's doing when he can't come to the phone during
yeah,
the news break.
Yeah, I'm working the stick. If I get like a sensuous off-air call or something, I'm working the stick. No, it just means, I thought you know what that meant, Tommy. You being a big baseball fan, but I'll help you out. Basically, it's calling balls and strikes. That's what it means.
Okay. Here's an obscure one. Working the rocking chair.
That means, now this is the irony of what I was telling you when I was a third base umpire. That's what I was doing. That's what that means. Working the rocking chair, you're working third base. But yet I get hit with a line drive right in the head, and the sight just goes, that's it.
Why is it called the rocking chair?
Because it's easy. You don't get many guys on third.
Oh, I see.
So you don't have to do much.
Kind of what I do. Work the rocking
chair. Kenny's
working
the rocking chair.
Every morning.
Just taking it easy.
Don't
working the rocking chair.
Don't do much. Stuff I'm supposed to do, I refuse to do.
Yeah.
Great job.
How about Z-Baller?
Z-Baller, again, it's a minor leaguer who has just come up to the bigs, and they call him a Z-Baller.
This last one sounds like working the stick for a young fella. Breaking in the puppy?
Breaking in the puppy. I've done that, too, as a matter of fact. But no, that's just when you throw out a guy who just came up from the minors. So I hope I've helped you.
Thanks, Don.
No problem. 10 minutes to 7. KSTP AM 1500. Talk Radio Buffet is open if anything's on the menu. 646-8255. Weather today. Chance of rain. showers, thunderstorms with some heavy rainfall possible this morning, then clearing up, reaching somewhere into the 80s, and then tonight these showers and thunderstorms will come back. Some may be severe, low in the 60s. Mike, you're on the talk station. Hello.
Did you say chance of rain?
There is that chance, yeah.
No, Don, you're not overweight. You're under tall.
I'm trying to figure out how that ties into the rain. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, but as Chris said, Kenny, this is your cue to play the damn Chris thing. Kenny.
Give me it one more time.
As Chris said on the phone.
No, that's not Chris.
Here's
I saw you at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you're a good-looking guy.
Thank you very much. All right. So let's see. We gave you the weather. I will tell you that it's about 8 minutes to 7. We'll take a break and come back with more of Don Vogel, Tommy Mischke, Kenny Olson, and you.
Hey, aren't you Eric Gislason?
Yep.
You do the sports at Channel 5, right?
Yep.
You do all their outdoor reporting, right?
That'd be me.
Well, hey, are we going to have good pheasant hunting this fall?
Can't say.
Can't say? Why?
I'm saving hot topics like that from a new radio show on AM 1500.
Really? Well, when does that start? Let me guess, you can't say, right?
Wrong. Monday night, 7:30, right after Sports Talk. So I'm pheasant hunting out.
Eric Gislason's Great Outdoors, premiering June 22nd on the Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
This is a commercial for Kennedy Transmission and your peace of mind. Well, your car, truck, or van has made it through the cold and ice of winter. But now that the weather is changing, another one of your transmission's enemies is on the way. Hot weather, heat. And that means you don't want to ignore the first signs of transmission trouble. Now, most people are afraid of the unknown. And when it comes to problems with their automatic transmission, that means money. How much is it going to cost? Relax. Overall, almost 70% of the repair work done at Kennedy Transmission is minor. Yes, minor, costing under $100 to repair. So if you've got a problem with your transmission, it could be minor. But if not attended to immediately, it can become major and costly. Don't take the chance. Come into Kennedy Transmission for a free diagnostic road test and your peace of mind today. We're the Transmission People, locally owned and operated since 1962. Look in the white pages for the Kennedy Transmission location nearest you.
It's not a lack of respect.
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
Irreverence. AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Patrick Roycey after 7 o'clock with a look at sports. He's going to have to tell me what happened because I went to bed early last night. And I didn't, I guess the Twins lost, but he'll have to get details from him. Pitching staff's been looking rather rough lately.
Say, Don, are you planning your vacation around the 16th of August this year?
No, I'm not. Why? I haven't planned my vacation anytime yet.
Just wonder if you're heading to that International Madonna Appreciation Convention.
I heard about that this morning, and it sure makes me want to just plan my vacation right around that. Southfield, Michigan, that's where it's being held,
right? That's
right. Madonna-thon 2 or something, or 1, I don't know what the hell it is.
A collectible museum with rare personal articles.
Madonna-thon 92, I think is what it's called.
Can anybody... Well, again, it's like Garth Brooks. I've never understood Madonna's appeal either. Okay, she's, supposed to be a good-looking babe, but so what? There's a lot of good-looking women. I don't know what...
Shouldn't make you want to necessarily tour her childhood stomping grounds.
No, I wouldn't think so either.
What's to see? And there's the playground she used to... Well, she'd come here with her brothers and sisters, and they'd get on the little tilt-whirl there.
That's right, and there is the... Well, I guess it could be... Erotic. There's the slide that Madonna used to slide down. And she used to use wax paper on the slide. Remember when you were a kid, did you ever do that?
No, we had actual store-bought apparatus.
Oh.
Wax paper, huh?
What do you mean, store-bought apparatus?
When we'd go sliding, we just... you mean you'd use wax paper to slide in the winter?
To make the slide... No, to make the slide more slippery. You put wax paper on it.
Never heard of
that.
We
used to collect it, and then you'd wax up the slide, and then you'd slide down it.
Huh.
And it was,
What other things did you...
Oh, man. Well, I used to scare the hell out of my teachers by climbing up on the monkey bars and, doing somersaults and stuff. That's when I was a little lighter. thought of a blind kid up on the monkey bars used to terrify him.
What would they do then?
Oh,
they'd get off of there.
Some teachers always talk that way.
Hey, get off of there.
Or I'd go on the swings. One time a rather sad thing happened. There was another blind guy who was swinging me, and I was going real high, and the swing came back, hit him right in the face, and knocked him right down the ground. And he had to go to the nurse. So,
you say sorry, didn't see you?
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought the guy was dead. Hit the ground like a ton of bricks, man. I thought he was history. And they had to call the nurse in to give him some attention. So, and I used to ride the teeter totter. I used to like that.
Huh.
Why did I start this? Why are you asking me these questions?
Curious.
Oh, okay.
Most of your fans like to know a little bit more about you.
I don't think so.
Like to take a tour maybe of your childhood stomping ground.
Well, you'd have to... go
into the ghetto, wouldn't we?
Into the ghetto, ding, 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 on a cold and gray Chicago morn, another little baby child is born. In the ghetto, ding, 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 and his mother cried, ding, ding, ding. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another little fat blind kid to feed. In the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the blind kid ran away. He stole a gun, but he couldn't steal a car. So as a matter of fact, he didn't get far. And his mother cried.
His mother cried, get off that damn teeter-totter!
That's right, get off the teeter-totter!
My mother sounded a lot like the teachers. So what were we talking about? I can't even remember.
Started with Madonna.
Yeah, so anyway, Madonna, August 16th, Southfield, Michigan.
Bring the family.
Weather today, chance of thunderstorms in the morning. I don't know if they're over yet or not.
Well, last time it looks very green and dark out. Last time I saw it was raining like a bitch.
How do bitches rain?
Hard.
Alan, I know in England it rained for several years.
That's no way to talk about Queen Elizabeth. Oh, you're talking about Margaret Thatcher. Oh, I see. I wasn't sure. So the rain will stay with us apparently through much of the morning, and they say it's going to clear up. They being the weather forecasting people say it's going to clear up. And then tonight, come back again. High around 80. Tonight's low in the 60s. Thunderstorms might be severe tonight. So that's the story on the weather still to come. Hopefully the Vice President of the United States, Mr. Dan Quayle, who had a problem spelling potato yesterday in Trenton, New Jersey, at a grade school. Dan was unable to... Well, he thought he had it right. Doggone it, he thought he had it right, but...
And do you figure his handlers take him into another room then and say, Dan, we're going to go over this word a few times with you in case we run into this again?
A kid spelled it P-O-T-A-T-O, and he said, oh, no, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's P-O-T-A-T-O-E. And he blamed it on a flashcard where the word... The word was written. See, he should have had a better explanation than that. You know, he should have said, I was just kidding. Just wanted to see if he knew. You know?
It'll end up inspiring that kid, though, to go for the vice presidency.
Yeah.
Kid thinks he's smarter than Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan said, he should have said, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
Should have said, just wanted to keep you on your toes. That's why it's been spelled a T-O-E. But he didn't think of that. 7 o'clock, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, the talk station. Jim, you're on the radio right now.
Hi, Don.
Yes, sir.
I heard you had a couple of phone calls about people seeing you at restaurants and stuff last night.
Well, I had...
I saw you at the radio station yesterday, and you looked marvelous.
You look marvelous. Thank you very much. Just one call that really mattered from Chris, who said she saw me at a restaurant and... Well, Kenny,
you're a good-looking guy. Yeah, but just in case Kenny didn't have it up, I thought I'd...
rather hear it the way she said it.
I saw you in a restroom, and you were a good-looking guy.
Put the wrong tape on.
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy.
And she called and said that. Then this smart-aleck guy calls.
Either a smart aleck guy or a guy who saw you in a restroom. We don't know which.
Well, maybe he might have, but the point is he had no business calling this show to say that. It was just gave Kenny a chance to record it and then play it back to make fun of me. When I was feeling real happy, real flattered and stuff, and for once in my life, somebody said I was a good-looking guy, and I was just feeling happy about it, and Kenny had to just take that happiness and stomp on it just like a twig under his feet.
You know, the rumors have been going around for years. Why don't you just come out of the closet right now? You know, get it over with. Life will be a lot easier.
Do you think so?
Well,
do you think it really will?
It's the 90s, you know? It's the hip 90s thing to do.
Well, that is true, although there still is a lot of prejudice. Some of the religious groups who you know, say
those Southern Baptists,
dastardly things about people who...
Boy Scouts.
Yes. So I think perhaps better wait a while and hold off.
Life is tough when you're blind and gay.
But I was feeling, I'm not gay. Stop it. I'll sue you.
The round gay amount
I'll
of
take
sound.
You. I'll take you to court, man. I'll take you to court. Of course, Tommy, what are you going to get out of a guy at a dumpster? He lives in a dumpster.
Can
so
take
he,
the lid.
He can say anything he wants. He can say anything he wants, and I can't even do anything to him because he lives in a dumpster. I can't. There's no money I can collect or anything. So that's the story. Time for the news, both world and national, and the eyewitness news. We have one of those, too, don't we?
Sure do.
So I'll take the off-air calls now, 646-8255, for people who are too shy to talk on the air,